for the next half hour.
Signing up. All right.
Sign up.
The beginning. The beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. So Hashem promises Avraham Avinu. He says that Lech Lecha Meyartzecha Mimeladetecha Ve'eschol Egoy Godol Va'avorechecha Va'agadlo Shmecha Ve'heyei Brocha. I'll make you a great nation. I'll give you Brocha. I'll make your name great. Ve'heyei Brocha. And the Shaila is what? Exactly, veheye, you shall be brocha, a source of brocha. Brocha, what does this mean? So the Sepurnu says as follows: veheye brocha, birkas Hashem, he sheyismach Hashem b'masov. The birkas Hashem, in other words, it sounds like it's a brocha to Hashem that sheyismach Hashem b'masov. Hashem should rejoice in his creations, in that which he made. K'meish Omer Rav Seinu Zecharinu Levrocha, Yishmoel B'ni Borcheni, it's the Gemara in Brochus, says, so here the Gemara says as follows, the Gemara is quoted on the bottom, Tani Omer Rav Yishmoel Ben Elisha, Pamach Zichnasi Lahaktik Teres Lefnai V'Lefnim, he entered Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he saw that Hashem was sitting, Yoshev Al Kisei Rom V'Niso, V'Omer Li Yishmoel, Hashem said to me, Yishmoel B'ni Borcheni, give me a Brocha, Yishmoel. The brocha that he gave Hashem was that your rachamim should overpower and conquer your anger on Klal Yisrael, and the rachamim shall overwhelm the midas that interfere, that you should act with us with the midas harachamim, and to enter with us, dealing with us, and I think Rashi says, I don't have it over, Rashi says, Kilu, he said, Omen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nodded, Kilu, he's in agreement, and we learn from here, Chazal say that Birchas Hedyot, which was Kilu, the brocha that Rabbi Shmuel was making to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Birchas Hedyot shouldn't be taken lightly, because this was even a brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciated and answered Omein and so forth. So this was the nusach of the brocha. So the Sepurnu brings, says, K'mei Shom Rav Asinu Zecharinu Levoch Yishmuel B'ni Borcheni, Omrati Lo Yirotzim Ulfonecho V'yagol Rachamecha Amidu Secho. Omar, so he said, Im Kein Heyeli Brocho B'ma Shetisbunein V'tikne Shleimus. So he said, I guess that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Heyeli Brocho, be to me as a Brocho. What does this mean? Heye veheye Brocho, the Pshat and the Posuk, be to me as a Brocho. What are you going to be? What is the Brocho that you could be to me? That you should be misbeinein, to focus, v'tikne, and acquire, like a kinyan on, Shleimus, perfection. That the shleimus that a person has to reach, and usalame das es ha'om, and teaching das to the people, to Klal Yisrael, that's the brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is that it seems a little bit that there's three different explanations or aspects of brocha that are all being fudged together as if they were one. Sheyismach Hashem b'masov, k'moy she'omru borcheini, and there he says that yugolu rachamecho al midosecho, and enter and do everything lefnim mishur sadin, and that he says is going to be shetizbeinim v'tikne shleimus alamidas esom, which seems to be something different altogether. So it would seem that the only way to unify all of these three things into one concept, which the Sepurnu seems to be saying, is that the pshat is like this. The ultimate, like the Gemara says, and that's what he brings, that's the yesod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything else, the greatest achievement, the greatest accomplishment, the greatest fulfillment, the greatest simcha, if you will, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to deal with Klal Yisrael, not only with what they earn and what they deserve, but to be able to go lifnim mishur hasadin. Yogoylu rachamecho al midoisecho. We ask for this every day when we say k'mei shekovesh Avraham Avinu es rachamov. Avraham Avinu was kovesh rachamov lasus ritzoincho to shecht Yitzchok. Ken yichbishu rachamecho es kasko meyoleinu v'yagol rachamecho ha'midisecho v'sitoni sitonu lefni mishuras dinecho. This same bracha, we say that just like Avraham Avinu, the schus of Akedas Yitzchok, where Avraham Avinu was kivish his rachamim on his son, just lasis ritzincho b'leib of sholem, so too you should be kivish your kas, and rachamecho should reign and should have rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. And this, it seems, is the greatest brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want more than anything else? To be kevish kaso on Klal Yisrael and to deal with us lifnim mishuras hadin. Not only to do chesed, not only to give us what we deserve, but to give us more than we deserve, to have rachmonis to the extent that nothing that we do can interfere, and the rachmonis is so overwhelming that he can act with us lifnim mishuras hadin to give us far beyond even what we deserve. How does that happen? And when it happens, what's the result? Ki'ilu kaveyochol ba'akodesh baruch hu. It seems that the way that it happens, the Sipurnu says, how? B'mashet hisbeinin v'tikne shleimu susalam b'dasas ha'om. It seems that the efforts, the hisbeinenus, and the kinyan that a person makes on his own shleimus, on perfecting himself, perfecting his midas, perfecting his avidas Hashem in the fullest, and a second component of that, and he's melamed das es ha'om. Not only is he selfishly, like the tzaddik in Peltz, perfecting himself. Peltz is the old fur coats that they used to wear in the cold Russian winters. He keeps himself very warm, and everybody else could freeze. You know, that he's not only is he focused on his own shleimus, but he's melamed das es ha'om. This person not only has the schus of his shleimus, which is not shaykh, a person who's only nivra for shleimus, lisanegal Hashem, and he reaches his own shleimus, and he, whatever, I mean, I don't know what chesroinus are left with shleimus, but I guess to whatever degree he reaches it, he gets schar, whatever efforts he puts in, he gets schar for the efforts, and melamed das es ha'om, such a person now has entered a new camp. He has entered a mitzius of entitlement to rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be kivish the kas that he would have on the individual for that which he has not achieved in his shortcomings, and to be zeiche, to be dealt not only the schar of whatever level of shleimus and whatever level of salamei das es ha'om, but to be dealt with lifnai v'lifnim mishuras hadin. So that the brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is that ultimately that he should be able to deal with Klal Yisrael beyond mishpot, beyond what we deserve, that the rachamim and therefore the hatovo should be endless and should be no longer dependent upon that which we earn, but rather lifni mishur sadin. The privilege to achieve this comes from this hisbeinenus and the kinyan on shleimus and teaching the das es ha'om. And what does this bring? This brings what the hey brocha is, sheyismach Hashem b'ma'asov. The end result is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, kaveyocho, looks at his creation and says, I rejoice in what I created. Because what I created is not only a people that can achieve shleimus, can be mekayim the mitzvahs and can be zeiche to the hatovo which the midas hadin and the midas hamishpot is entitling them to, but I have created a people here who can be zeiche to the ultimate hatovo, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even go lifnim mishuras hadin. However, to go lifnim mishuras hadin, there also has to be some deserving. It doesn't come just like this. Hashem created Bereishis Bor Elikim, created the world with Mishpot. And even when there's Chesed and Rachamim, it has to temper the Mishpot because that's the way the world survives. But it's also bigedorim of certain Mishpot. You have to be Zeiche to the Chesed, you have to be Zeiche. It's more than you deserve, but there's something that you did to be Zeiche. Well, there's something that we do to be Zeiche to this Kvishas HaKas, and this Yogoylu Rachamecho, and this that he acts with us, Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, and that is the Hisboinenus, the learning Musar, and the Kinyan that we make on Shleimus, and on being Melamed Das Es Ha'om. And these two things, when we put our efforts into that, And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to, we have become entitled, so to speak, to receive from him lifnai v'lifnim mishuras adin. That creates the ultimate, what all the Sforim talk about, nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is sheyismach Hashem b'masov, because Hashem says, I have accomplished the ultimate purpose of my creation. Not only do I have people that are doing mitzvahs and earning the schar that I want to give them, but they've entitled themselves through these actions to go lifnai to achieve even beyond lifnim mishuras hadin, which is the ultimate simcha. So it seems a very poshut and a very like a win-win situation, you know, for us and for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When we're focused, if there is hisbeinus is musar. Without musar, there's no hisbeinus. Without focus, or if it is and it's not. It's that looking and analyzing, that cheshbon nefesh, that paying attention, that seeing, that searching within, am I and is it right and have I done it? Is there what I could do? And working on developing the midas. And we know, we find all over in Chazal that, we mentioned that last week too, that the midas is the essence of what the whole haskel v'yodeo you see, which is ani Hashem yisei chesed mishpot utztoko ba'oretz, that's really the essence. And then, besides the efforts and the musr in achieving shleimus, there's another component. The one who's melamed dasas ha'om has a schus that entitles him not just to infinite schar, not just to the schar of all of the people that he taught and all of the people that they influenced and all of the people that they influenced and ad soif kol adoyros, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is noitze chesed lo alofim, and all of that accrues to him, but he's now also entitled to be in a kat that's entitled to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just chesed and not just rachamim, but rachamim that allows us to get lifnim mishuras hadin. And after everything is said and done, that's what we want. No, nobody really is ready to settle for just to earn just what he deserves. In fact, we're usually not too comfortable with that. And all of this brings such a simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because b'masov, this is the world he created, this is what he created, and this is the ultimate fulfillment of the purpose of creation. So it's a very learning musar and focusing on shleimus and preparing ourselves and eventually to be melamed das es ha'om, the ramifications are infinite.